We are observing May Day today, the Workers' Day, without the traditional get-together hosted by the local trade union movement. That's because we are under lockdown from COVID-19, a virus that has struck a mighty blow to workers across this country, as outlined by Central Bank Governor Dr. Cleverston Haynes at his latest news conference.
The cancellation of global business and personal travel, with the attendant effects on airlift and cruise visits to Barbados, has already curtailed tourism activity, and it is having a negative spillover effect on ancillary sectors. The hotel and restaurant sectors have been hard hit, as closures have resulted in the loss of jobs and earnings. However, there has also been a compression of incomes elsewhere, including in the tourism-related transportation and leisure sectors, and in sectors affected by government-imposed restrictions on business activity in an effort to quell the spread of the virus locally.
And Prime Minister Mia Motley has revealed the size of the claims to the NIS.
Our national insurance scheme has received, as of Monday this week, 29,076 new claims for unemployment benefits. It is a staggering number. More are still likely to come.
The Prime Minister also said this.
Indeed, as of Monday, the NIS has paid 10,989 persons the large sum of $11.19 million for unemployment benefits, and that would carry them for the first four-week period.
In addition, she unveiled a number of initiatives to cushion the impact of the loss of jobs among those 29,000 people who are making jobless claims to the NIS.
The government, therefore, will support the National Insurance Scheme, whether through existing funds being held at the Central Bank from loans that we've already received under policy-based lending, or by purchasing bonds that the NIS holds to the tune of $250 million. The economic team will settle which method it prefers in the next few days. But in essence, if we go that way, we will prepay the NIS early bonds that it holds and finance potentially the issuance of a pandemic solidarity bond to allow the NIS to move forward without in any way affecting the deficit, but at the same time meeting the needs of those almost 30,000 Barbadians that are claiming unemployment benefit. We are satisfied that some of them will go back out to work in the next few weeks as we reopen Barbados, while some of them are likely to be there for the long haul.
And government has announced some temporary relief for self-employed people who make contributions to the NIS.
We will now launch, therefore, a new one-time business cessation benefit for the self-employed of $1,500 per month for each of April and May only, so that those persons who have paid NIS as self-employed persons, and they're roughly just under 2,800 persons who have, will now be entitled to draw $1,500 for April and $1,500 at the end of the month of May. This will cost the National Insurance Scheme the sum of $8.5 million and will be paid out of the monies that we will be providing to enhance the National Insurance Scheme's liquidity over the course of the next few weeks.
But we are also told on this May Day by the United Nations Special Envoy on COVID-19, Dr. David Nabarro, that as workers, you're going to have to learn to live with COVID-19.
There is this need to make sure that in society we can isolate people with COVID and also trace their contacts and isolate them. When I say we, I'm not actually saying this is for the authorities to do. That the most important central feature of this is that everybody themselves has an understanding of the kind of behaviours that need to change to live with this virus. Yes, the period ahead is going to be tricky for everybody, but there's another thing going on, which is we're all coming to terms with what it means to live with this virus as a constant threat. And it's that learning and sense-making that each one of us is doing that's the key thing that's happening. So we're going to be in a society in the coming weeks and months where this virus is still going to be with us, and we're going to have to learn ways of shifting our behavior so that we can reduce transmission when it occurs, we can protect those who are most vulnerable, and we can make sure our health services are able to continue operating.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.